Glad to see you didn't back out. Oh, please. I know what you came here for. We both know that. In any case, you wouldn't have messaged me if you didn't think about this properly. All right. May I have a seat then? No, thank you. I just had coffee this morning. Fortunately for you, I have errands today, so I won't be staying long to keep you entertained. But I digress. So, you finally see what she is, huh? It took you a long while to realize it. But I suppose scolding you wouldn't do any good. I do love seeing the look of regret in your face. I warned you so many times, but look who decided to stay stubborn and see her for who she isn't. Oh, I'm just teasing. If anything, you should be grateful. It's the end of a toxic relationship now. She cheated on you. That's final. You have to accept that fact. How are you going to move on with your life if you keep meddling with hers? Ugh. Seriously, sometimes I wonder why I even entertain myself with you. But then again, I guess that's why I like you. Don't play with me. You know what I am as much as I know you. You say you despise me, but I know, deep down, you need me. Especially in these types of situations, I know what you want. You don't need to prepare and do your entire monologue. I don't think you'd have the energy right now anyway. Let me do all the talking for the next few minutes. You want to make her jealous, don't you? Or in other words, just making her jealous, right? Yes, that's the look in your eyes that I've been waiting for. You want vengeance. You want to take matters into your own hands, but you can't. That's why you came to me. I'm your last resort, aren't I? Your friends are helpless, knowing how much of a big influence your girlfriend was in school. She can ruin their lives as much as she ruined yours. What friends you have, really. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to ramble like that. So, where were we? Oh, right. Making your ex jealous. Got it. Do you really want to do that? Don't you want to see her suffer? Getting cheated on is a very huge problem. As much as I enjoy you looking so helpless, I don't want you to lose yourself over just some girl who used you. Ah, there it is again, that stubbornness of yours. She's gone now. She doesn't want to be with you anymore. What is it that you don't get? Oh? So you do realize that. Then why are you hesitating? Trust me. I can make you happier than she can. Be it fake or not, I know you know my capabilities. I'm so much better than her. By tenfolds. Do you get that? I hope you're quick to understand. I just don't like repeating myself so much. But if it means you get to realize your mistakes and become mine, then I guess I can tolerate just a few of your mishaps. I know your feelings and mind are still jumbled right now. I don't blame you. That's just how this works. Your heart is still aching, so you want to take vengeance without having to improve on yourself. Did I hit a chord? I'm sure you haven't realized that by now. I'm only telling you the truth. I'm not making you feel bad about yourself at all. Take it as anything you want to see it as. I said what I said. Then, 1 month. If you can make her jealous and make her regret leaving you in 1 month, then I'll be satisfied. But of course, if you want to continue, I wouldn't mind either way. You may take this deal as fiction and just a fake to everyone else, but I am going to warn you. I intend to make you mine after this. I'll make sure you see me for who I am. That I love you so much better than her. Oh? You're aware? Good. You catch on pretty quick. I like that. Who cares what other people think? They don't know me. Anyway, no one does. Only you. Why? Because I like you, silly. You already know what I do and why I do it. You're someone I can't let go. So, to put it simply, you really have nowhere else to go but to me. Take it as a joke, but I'll take this seriously. Ah. So you do have a plan? That's a shame. I wish I could have gone with mine. It would have been so much fun. We can go to so many cafes after school. Of course, it'd be my treat. And on the weekends, we can go to movies or theme parks too. Just like how a typical couple would do it. Being romantic and spending so much time together? Don't you think that's a better plan? Faking texts or call histories? I don't mind doing that for ourselves as well. I wouldn't want to waste my phone plan on calling you without getting the chance to really talk. Yes, I'm serious. Don't you think faking it will be worth it? They'll realize sooner or later how perfect we are for each other because of how close we are. It's not some kind of podcast show or audio drama, you know. Just a good half hour or so is enough, don't you think? We can also study together if you want to make it really productive and worthwhile. Don't worry. I don't really intend on making you do stuff while we're studying. As much as I like late night calls, I think studies are important. But of course, if anything, I'd have you on the top of my list than the rest. Oh, sorry. I don't want to make you uncomfortable in such a public place. I'll make sure to save time for this conversation when we're alone together. Just the thought of those ideas somehow excites me. Maybe we can go further and even cook together. Oh, sorry. Are we not going with my plan? I mean, you're the one asking. It'd be unfair if I didn't get something in return, you know. If that's the case, then I guess our business is over and... All right. We follow my rules, then. I like seeing you become so desperate. All right. At least half hour calls every night. We don't necessarily have to talk. But if you'd like someone to accompany you while studying, that's enough for me. Second, dates every weekend. Don't worry, I won't bother asking you out when exams are coming up. But I do want to spend time studying with you. Maybe at your house. Or mine. Don't worry. I won't do anything so scandalous. You can assure that. And third, I get to hold your hand whenever I want. Yes, even when we're in school. Don't you think that's fair? Making the entire school know that I immediately hooked up with you after you got dumped. It'll show the school how much you realize how much better off you are after she cheated. Oh? The school doesn't know? Don't worry. I'm sure they will. I'll make sure of it. Oh, it's nothing. I was just talking to myself. But trust me, she's going to pay tenfold for what she's done to you. Oh, and you don't have to worry about a thing. I'll take care of it myself. With this plan, I'll make sure she comes crying and begging for you to come back. She'll feel lost, in pain. Make her regret that she ever cheated on you. Cheaters are the worst. They deserve no place in this world. I can never forgive her for what she did to you. That's why we have to make her pay. Don't you agree? Good. I'm glad we're on the same page, then. Oh, would you look at that? Time for me to go grocery shopping. My mom asked me to run a few errands today since she's busy cleaning the house. Do you want to join me? We can do a trial date right now. But with errands. No? Suit yourself, then. I hope you enjoy your coffee. I'll see you at school tomorrow. Good. See you later. You take care now.